Avondale Bowling Club. Rent too high. It is too damn high, isn't it, Ricky?
Yeah, straight up. Especially up here in Auckland.
For real, man. Damn. We got Ricky Ruwai in the building. I'm very excited to have you here, my brother.
Thank you.
Looking
thank
slick
you.
As always.
Thank
you got you. The glasses on. The
yeah,
little hoodie.
It's the little number I've brought. These two, actually, I got them at the same time. So
that's what's up. We
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
You were just over in Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What was that like?
It was warm. It was really warm and it was mean. I was over there for your Big Sound. The showcases went real well.
Yeah.
And then I had three showcases in Brisbane, and then had two side shows, one in Brisbane and West End, and then another one in the Goldie.
Yeah.
And it was mean.
You
it
speak very relaxed about those things, but that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, that is so tight. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just had like two showcases in Brisbane, and then like, so you like that. It's crazy, man. How did it go? Was it exciting to be in that, I guess, environment?
Yeah, for sure. It was like good to kind of put my foot in the door over in Aussie,
yeah,
and kind of make a little stamp. Because and the whole Big Sound, like, industry festival,
yeah,
was real buzzy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they were, even though it was like a festival, they were in like venues and like bars and whatnot.
100%.
Yeah, so that was like kind of made it a bit more natural.
Yeah,
kind
I guess.
Of like play. But yeah, it was real buzzy, you know. There were the first two showcases, it was, you know, a bit of a, almost felt like pool sharks.
Damn.
Just like everyone just like standing there and
yeah,
just like staring at you.
Because they've got no energy, eh? They're like, we're delegates.
Yeah,
like,
we are here to see what you have.
100%, man. But you managed it. That's,
yeah,
that's tight.
It was sick. And then like, it was good like having like a lot of the Kiwi industry over there as well, because after the
yeah,
first show, they gave me feedback and was like, you could do this song, you could do that song, and then like
dang,
make sure that you do this and that. And so that was real helpful. And then on the last show, I kind of got up on stage, and I was just like, looked at the boys, and I was like, nah, scratch everything that
dang,
I just like said that we need to do. Let's just have like a fat jam and like play it like a gig.
Yeah.
And just like kind of just be normal in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Did like, you feel like that went over better with the audience as well?
Yeah, that
that's
was
crazy,
probably
though,
the best gig that we did. You know, we packed out this bar called Blutes.
Yeah.
And we heard so many like, you know, shocker reviews on it, like the sounds are average, you know, the bar's set up so like everyone kind of congregates at the end and
yep,
near the bar. But it was mean, we got it filled from front to just past the bar.
That's crazy.
And so
brother,
that was, yeah, that was mean. And that kind of gave me like a bit of a bit more confidence about the set,
yeah,
and what my decision was to kind of just scrap everything and
just
do my own thing.
Trust your gut. Did you have a minute to like kind of look around and take in just what you were doing? Because I think so often people that are doing those things don't have that realization.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of crack up. We were just saying this before. That was the gig that the fire alarm went off.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell the people about the fire alarm, because that's
it was trippy.
Such unfortunate timing.
Yeah, it was like halfway through the set, and yeah, I fully thought that my mate Andrew, because his lead guitar has all these effects, and
yep,
you know, I thought it was just like a delay pedal that he just like whacked on, and it's just like going over and over and over again. And I was like, oh, and then it started to go out of time. And I
you're
was
like,
whoa, that's a bit buzzy. Are you all good?
Buddy? Like, we're gonna have a talk after this, Andrew. Like,
and then we stopped, and then it kept going. I was like, oh, what is that? And it's just like beep, beep, beep.
Damn, bro.
But that was pretty funny. But it definitely like chilled me out, because
yeah,
I was like, ah, oh, yo, there's a freaking fire alarm going. Oh well, we can't stop it.
Yeah, know?
And that's, and then I looked up and like actually talked to the crowd.
100%. Does it break the kind of, I guess, the formality of performing? You're
yeah,
like, oh, we all hear that going off. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
And they were real like, the crowd was real like, yeah, it's a fire alarm. Someone, someone suss that out.
Get
like,
the fire alarm. Yeah. I hate this. That's
yeah,
crack up.
It was pretty funny, but it definitely, yeah, it made me more relaxed even more, and kind of, yeah, it almost added to the gig.
Yeah, 100%. You know? I bet it does. You got to go back there and like sample that or something and make
yeah,
a song around it. That motherfucking fire alarm. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Did you get to see Colors? Kalise Cuddles?
No. I freaking saw no one.
Damn.
It was really like, we would do the gigs and then we'd like walk around and then I would kind of be like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah,
I'm going to bed, boys. I'm going to bed.
Is this the official radio story? Because was it getting crazy though?
It was, nah. On the last night, like the Thursday, because I think it goes from Tuesday to Thursday, we went out on they host like an after party.
Oh, sick.
And that was fun. Like, they had a bit of a boiler room set up.
Yo.
DJ in the middle, heaps of people pretty much that were like throughout the festival delegates and then artists. And that was real fun. Literally smack bang in Fortitude Valley.
Dang.
And like it was mean, but then again I had to call it because we had another gig the next day and I was like, I was already pretty toasted.
Yeah.
And like I was a little bit wasted. And then I looked at the boys and they were like, we're going either the strip club or the fucking casino. And I was like, I'm going home.
I'm going home. I'm going to have me a tea and go to bed. Yeah. Like, that's real of you, my brother. Yeah. And You've been working hard, though.
Yeah.
Brand new EP out today. Mm. The Message.
The Message.
I got to ask you about the title.
It's a
very loaded title.
Yeah.
You got, like, you know, some crazy hip-hop songs that have used that title. Why did you choose The Message for the title of this EP?
I definitely, like, obviously, I wanted to get a message across. There is a small running theme.
Yeah.
Directed at one person.
Sheesh.
But no, I won't name and I won't direct anything towards them through here, but I just wanted to make sure that that person was heard from my side and from like a more real side to me, because I feel like I've been getting better now, but just talking, you know,
I'm
pretty average at just like one-on-one with someone and trying to just express all my kind of like emotion and like the yarns that I need to get across. So when I make music, that's kind of where I guess I thrive. I throw everything in it and I just like pour it all in. And it felt right to kind of call it that. And, this person doesn't know anything about it as well.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of kept it, I guess, incognito vibe.
Haven't reached out. Be like, you hear that?
You listening?
You're like, yeah. But you know they are, though. You know they are. Mm. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very real and very vulnerable of you, my friend.
Yeah, it was. And it was crack up. I like, because the whole, I guess, before the EP, I was supposed to do another EP. And I was going to call it Latency.
True.
And it was like a running... That one was buzzy because it was... Because I was like... It was taking like 3 years, 4 years. And so I was like, this is only fitting. I have to call it
Latency. You have to. Yeah, at that point.
Yeah. And it matched, you know, like for like music terminology, you know.
Yeah.
Worked out. But that whole buzz...
Are we ever going to see that?
Hopefully. At least like a couple tunes. I'm really keen. Just the person or the producer that I was working with, he lived in Wellington.
True.
And so it was, I hate kind of the over like Zoom kind of working together.
100%.
It's probably. Just like I'd rather be like in real life telling you rather than like either emails, like getting different mixes back and giving you all this feedback and then you coming back and then you did some of it and then but not other things. And so I still hold those songs pretty close and I play one of them live just because I fuck with it hard I really like it and it goes pretty hard live with the band and the whole sense, which is mean.
That's
but
awesome.
I feel like they'll find another light later or, you know, in another time.
That's beautiful. You can always come back to projects, eh?
Mm.
I think it's really nice to see you talk about your art because, like, in outside of this, when I see you, you're a crack-up, big personality. But when you start talking about your music, it's very you're serious about this.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, it's real. It's lovely to see, because I think, yeah, I just like to see someone who loves their craft and cares about their craft.
Yo, sure.
One more question, though. You worked with Jordan Darke on this album, on this EP.
Mm.
What was that experience like?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's all I could say, yeah, because I reckon he's, like, one of my top, like, listen to, like, or, like, you know, I look up to him super hard. And this was for APRA Song Hubs.
Oh, true.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, yeah. Last year?
Yeah.
Some time ago.
Yeah. 2022 and 2023 the same year, bro.
That realm. Knows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometime.
But that was crazy. It was so, like, because we got split up into, you know, groups or whatever for the day. And this was, like, my first time doing, like session work. You know, getting into a studio with a producer and two writers. And
yeah.
And so that was real kind of scary. And, you know, a lot of emotions were going on. I was like, damn, I'm doing this, like, straight away.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, we need to, like, be on. And
it was like, cool. Damn, I want 3 months to prepare for this. Yeah. I have everything already done, but it's like, nah.
Straight up. It was all just, like, all at once, which was cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was crazy. And he's just, like, such a lovely dude.
Mm.
He's just, like, really down to earth. And his craft is, like, his voice is mean. His ear for, like, chords and melodies and everything was just like, I was just soaking it, and anything you said, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, G, you're so right. Yeah, like, yeah,
definitely. I like that. Whatever you say, G, we're doing.
Yeah, that's so gangster, though. But now that you've done that, like, that experience is done, next time you hit in there, it's going to be like, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But more, like, but more confidence in a lot of, because I did reckon, you know, I held back a little bit because I was, you know, scared. Or, you know, just not as used to doing it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like with the sessions that I've been in or future sessions, you know, my ability to kind of get out there and go hunt it is way more.
Yeah, 100%. That's awesome, bro. And now that you've dropped this EP, which has got some bangers on it, go and listen to that. Tunes. Well, I guess we should hear some of your music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to stop yapping. I'm going to let you play. We had this thing real quick. It's time for Friday Live, team.
Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
Sure. This one's called Love No Other. Yep.
Can't help it's on my name. Can't help that I've got game. Been and gone, here to stay. Trust me, babe. Love no other. Love no other. No faults, no one to blame. But time and time again, come on now, rest your case. Trust me, babe. Love no other. Love no other. Yesterday makes a difference, baby. Throw me through the ringer lately. Don't wanna hear it. Said I don't want no conflict. Ask it for my candy, baby. I give it to you anyway. Candlelight, burn all night. Can't help it, say my name. Can't help that I've got game. Been and gone, here to stay. Trust me, babe. Laugh now, I think. Love no other. No faults, no one to blame. But time and time again, come on now, rest your case. Trust me, babe. Love no other. Love no other. It's come between us, said my peace. Wear my heart on my sleeve, trying to get through, fulfill your needs. I hope that you know that I care for you. I couldn't be with no other. Love no other. Yesterday makes no difference, baby. You throw me through the ringer lately. Don't wanna even it. Said I don't want no conflict. Asking for my candy, baby. I give it to you anyway. Candlelight, burn all night. Can't help it, it's on my name. Can't help it, I've got game. Been and gone, here to stay. Trust me, babe. Love no other. Love no other. No faults, no one to blame. But time and time again, come on now, rest your case. Trust me, babe. Love no other. Left no other.
Oh.
That was so tight, bro.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, man.
I actually like had to quickly run through the chords. I was like, oh my God, quickly just remember them. Go for them.
That's off the new EP.
That one's off the new EP. Yeah.
It sounds so nice on the acoustic too, which is a beautiful translation.
Yeah, cheers.
What you got up for us next, friend?
Next one is a bit of a special one. This one's called Express. I wrote this one about bumping into my homie back in rags on a walk when I was off to the skate park, and he was just, you know, how you usually just like walk past your mate and you're like, tragedy, all good.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, nah. And I was like,
ooh, that's okay, real though.
Yeah, had to quickly just like whip around and took him for a little walk, and we just chatted for, you know, half an hour, you know, tried to comfort him. And then I next day came back and wrote this one. He's actually not with us anymore, but damn. So this, every time I play it, I just kind of have to kind of, you know, give
knowledge.
Him that. Yeah, give him that, and to anyone out there as well, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of, being here in New Zealand, it's pretty, still like a huge thing to kind
of. Worse teen suicide rates.
Yeah. Like. So, yeah. That's, check on your homies. Make sure everyone's all good.
Beautiful sign of your relationship that he felt comfortable enough to be like, nah.
Yeah, because we've known, I and my whole family, you know, family, friends, have known each other since, ages.
Yeah.
I felt I had to just come here. Come here, G. Let's freaking go for a walk. And that was, So that's the song. That's Express. Coming in, close the door, my friend. We can share the stories that will never end. Express all my thoughts and worries. Coming in, close the door. Wanna talk to you. Coming in, close the door. Wanna talk to you. Lately, I've been thinking on how
You are my dearest friend. It's been so long since you've been around. Listen to the words I say. Grown-ups don't play silly games. So come down off your high and we can roll around. Yeah, we can roll around. Yeah. Stronger than I've ever been. My people around me struggling with the demons. Loving ain't the same. See, they put down our hateful names. It's cold outside, so come in and we can talk it out. Please stay true to what is right for your life. I won't let you go, my brother, or we will be fine. I'm not going far, just call me sick, yeah. Just call me, hey. Come in and close the door. My friend, we can share the stories that will never end. Express all my thoughts and worries. Come in and close the door. I wanna talk to you. Come in, close that door. I wanna talk to you. Come in, close the door. I wanna talk to you.
Beautiful, man.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, cheers.
Is mental health a really big, I guess, part of what you try to do through your music is to push that message or, like, you know?
It's definitely, like, whenever I can.
Yeah.
I'm definitely no, like, preacher. So, like,
whenever
I can and I get a chance, you know, or if someone's feeling kind of average, then I'll try and definitely, you know, give my 10 cents as much as I can and just kind of like just reiterate a lot of, because I try and just be that guy.
Normalize it. Talk about it.
Straight up.
For real.
Like, and like I was saying before, I haven't been a huge talker since recently. So like music was the only way that I could, you know, express my, my honest opinions and my honest feelings. And, this song was definitely the most rawest thing I've ever written.
Mm.
And that was back in 2020.
Damn.
So it's taken me
4 years. We're on the journey, my brother. We're on the journey. That's what's up.
Yeah, so, yeah. But like I said, wherever I can get a chance to, especially in live, like performancing, or I try and give that message every time I jam that song, just because it's just like the perfect opportunity to be like, check on your mates.
Yeah, for real.
Without being too in their faces about it.
Yeah.
You know, just like kind of slip it in.
I think it's nice for them to see someone be like, this is my experience and I'm more vulnerable about it.
Mm.
And you're right about music having a like emotive quality. I think that we all know that kind of saying obvious here, but like even like happy emotions too. Like when you're feeling high and like happy, are you like, give me a guitar right now? Like
sometimes like it's usually my outputs are like music, surfing and skating.
True.
And so
you're like, a real regular
straight up. And so I love like my favorite memories, or you know, my favorite things to do is literally an afternoon at the bowl with mates. Could be skating, could not be skating, you know, like,
but you're just there.
We're just there at the bowl. Someone's like, it's usually me, someone's fallen off and they're like, oh my god, I just need to sit down for a bit.
Man, the uncontrollable laughter when someone does like eat shit and you're like,
oh. Yeah, or like the homie and it looks really sore, but you just laugh
because you're gonna be fine in 5 minutes, but like that's crazy.
Yeah, straight up.
Oh, that's sick, man. I love that.
Yeah, nah, yeah, for sure.
Oh man, what's your last song you have up for us, friend?
The last one is called Miller, and it's my first ever song.
Dang. Yeah,
released under myself.
Yeah.
So released this back in 2020.
Jeez.
I went this one and then Express. So I've been this one's had a bit of a new life for me. I don't know why. We played it a bit differently over in Brizzy, and it just made me want to play it more. So
we're talking Miller, like M-I-L-L-E-R.
I guess it doesn't really. That's my nana's maiden name.
Oh, sick.
And back then I didn't really know how to name songs. And I was like, ah, oh, we'll just call it Miller for now. And then mum was like, oh, where'd you get that from? I was like, oh, isn't that like nana's last name? She was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, I didn't know you knew that. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Fuzzy, why not?
I love it.
I love
what do you think of me? That's crack up that you talk about naming. Don't you have a song that's like Working Title, or Am I Tripping?
Yeah. Working Title. Yeah.
I love that.
That one just stuck as well.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, let's just chuck this down. And then it was like, oh, it kind of makes sense, because like in the sense of you're trying to like, in a way, the song's really about like trying to finesse.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much as a whole. And so we're like, ah, oh, yeah, that's like a working title. Yeah. Let's just keep it. So I was like, oh yeah, fuck it.
We're finessing out here.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you to all. This is your last little song.
Last song.
True. Sure. Yeah. It's a damn shame. I'll let you crack into it, my brother.
Me. Son, why are you so eager to run me down? See, we spend some days when no places remains the same. Where are you now then? No location that I can see. So just come back round. So my son, if I goes down fast, gone fast, can't seem to keep my grip when she goes far. Gone far. Just know I'll be waiting for her warm coat of love. Even when the days go fast, gone fast they go. See, it's been too long since my son is gone, and all this cold has left us with few paler faces. All I need is that warmth of fun that seems to hold our shore. But when my time, my fun will come. Show my love when she goes back around. Yes, I can feel it, the sweet warmth of her love, oh sweet love. Can't get quite enough, but just wait, I'll be here, waiting for my son to come back around. Oh, round she goes, back around. Oh, round she goes, back around. Oh, round she goes. Thank you.
That was awesome, my brother. Before you shoot off, I just want to ask, what's up next? Do you have any live shows coming up now that you've released the EP?
I do. I have a show in Rags on Labor Weekend. That's Labor Weekend usually falls on my birthday.
True.
And so It's not this year, but my birthday is this year. But
happy birthday, my
birthday. But not this time. It falls like a few days after.
But so are you born like New Year's? Like
nah, Labor Day's on like the 22nd of October.
True.
20-ish.
But not this.
Nah, Nick, this one coming, it's on like 25th or like Labor Day Monday is on the 27th or the 28th. So it's near like, what's that, Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is real trippy.
Spooky little one.
Yeah, that's gonna be tight. So I usually plan something for my birthday. But this year I'm just gonna, I've got one gig. I'm trying to find a Saturday gig.
Yeah.
To make it like a tour and then hopefully find a Sunday gig.
So you're gonna do a big weekend.
Yeah, I wanna like make
you're
it solid.
Brave, bro. You are brave.
Yeah, I kinda gonna go out. Cause I'm not really, everyone, all my mates are like, why are you not, because I'm not drinking as well.
Good
and
on you, G.
And so
that's
they're
awesome.
Like, why are you not drinking for your birthday? You're 25. Yeah. And I was like,
I got shit I need to do.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really care. Yeah. It's not like the biggest thing on my mind right now.
For real. That's a special place to be in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hard out.
You can tell in the music too. That's gangster. So I guess I'm going to have to drive down to Raglan.
Yeah, Friday, 25th of October.
Are we staying
October.
At the family house? Is that what's happening?
That's the buzz.
We all pulling up?
Yo. Bring Charlie.
Yeah, I'll bring Charlie. Shut up, Charlie, man. Charlie's at home. Reiki Rua, thank you so much.
Thank
Go
you
and listen
me,
to
Jean.
The new EP.
Let's go fucking listen to it.
It's tunes. This has been Friday Live.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.